This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Amy Frechette. We're talking about Arts in Motion Theater Company. They're having vacation and theater camps this month and in April, and that's both at Pine Tree Elementary School. You can find more information anytime or sign up at artsinmotiontheater.com. That's Arts in Motion Theater with an ER.com. Amy, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about these theater camps, what exactly they are, what age range,
sure,
and what you're looking to do with them.
Yes, absolutely. So Arts in Motion Theater Company has been around in the Mount Washington Valley for approximately 30 years. And one of the first initiatives the organization implemented was a summer theater camp for kids. So we toured the state in conjunction with rec centers and offered week-long theater camps, believing that there's really a place in theater for every child, not just those who want to be center stage, front and center. So we are thrilled to be able to continue to offer summer theater camp programming. But this year, we've been able to offer two vacation week camps. As you mentioned, one in February coming up, which is a golden trip to Neverland, and one in April, which will be Rapunzel, and 6 weeks of camp in the summertime. So again, if families are looking for enrichment opportunities for children ages 5 to 15, it's a great opportunity to engage in something they may not have tried or something they are already passionate about. And also, it's a great alternative to, you know, other childcare opportunities, because over the course of the week, the children create and design their own set pieces. They generate their own props. They assist the director in planning scenes and memorizing lines. And at the end of the week, they put on a full show for the public. So there's a free performance at the end of camp on Friday. And again, Golden Trip to Neverland happening next week. A few slots left if families still want to sign up for that one. And a handful of slots left for our April vacation week camp as well. So we're really excited to be able to offer that opportunity to the youth in our community, and are thrilled about the director that we'll be using for camp this year.
And you can sign up at artsinmotiontheater.com. That's artsinmotiontheater.com. Let's talk a little bit about the director this year. Who do you have?
Sure. So originally from the Woodlands of Maine and a Freiburg Academy graduate, Jacob Dunham is our director. He is an award-winning director, casting agent based in Manhattan, and he's a resident teaching artist with Inside Broadway. He has casted for Broadway, Off-Broadway, regional theater, opera, TV, film, has done some amazing work in the past handful of years, won several awards, and received very notable recognition in his field. And he's just thrilled to come back and be in his hometown, doing what he loves with kids in our community, even though he does the hustle and bustle of New York City most days of his life. He's a former dancer with Act One Dance Company based out of Freiburg, Maine, and, you know, graduate of Temple University for directing. And he's just a great guy, and the kids love him. He did our summer camp last year, and we just had rave reviews about his ability to connect with students and to really bring out the best in any and all children who may be interested in being a part of a theater production, a lighting designer, or, you know, casting person, or director, or actor front and center. So
So if you're just tuning in, it's Arts in Motion Theater Company. They have vacation theater camps for kids 5 to 15. They do have one next week, starting Monday. That's going to be Golden Ticket to Neverland.
Correct.
And you can still sign up your kids for that production. It's going to be at Pine Tree Elementary School. And then in April, there's going to be a play as well, which they still have slots for.
Yep.
And then there's also summer camps available. For more information or to sign your kids up, you can go to artsinmotiontheater.com. That's artsinmotiontheater.com. Amy, you yourself are a choreographer with these productions.
Correct.
So do you only get to work with the kids like towards the end of the production, or are you working throughout the entire production? How active is your role?
Sure. So the theater camp, Jake does most of the choreography for the summer camps, but we do large shows throughout the year. This past fall, we just did Seussical the Musical, which was a cast of 30-plus people, you know, ranging from 6 years old to, you know, into adulthood. And so I'm a part of the production from auditions to the end. It's, again, amazing to see the progress that's made, you know, over the course of several months, from start to finish, and amazing to see kids come back, you know, that have done it before, that absolutely just adore it and are, you know, chomping at the bit to do something, another new show, or to see kids who have never stepped foot on stage, you know, when the curtains close opening night. It's an amazing experience, and I'm just so thankful and fortunate to be able to witness that every time we do a show. It doesn't get old. I've been doing this for years and years and years, and it's still magical. So Seussical the Musical, we did this fall. It was tremendously successful. And this springtime, we'll be doing Disney's Newsies, which will be directed by Jake Dunham. So after theater camp, he's coming back for more to do Newsies. It will be performed at the Laura Hill Eastman Performing Arts Center in Freiburg. And I'll be choreographing that as well. So that will take place in July with auditions in May. And again, folks can find more information about any upcoming auditions or audition materials on the website. But it really is a magical experience that I'm just so blessed to be a part of.
And I imagine while you're watching the show after working with them for a week on the smaller length shows, you're probably like, yes, they finally nailed that mark.
Exactly. Exactly right. And they feel such pride. It's really great. Yeah. There's a place in theater for everyone, I believe.
It's Arts in Motion Theater Company. They have their vacation theater camps, one going on next week and then another in April at Pine Tree Elementary School. But they also have summer camps going on and larger productions. So you can find more information anytime or sign up your kids 5 to 15 at artsinmotiontheatercompany.com or artsinmotiontheater.com, artsinmotiontheater.com. Amy, any final thoughts before we go?
No, just appreciate the opportunity to chat about something we are passionate about, and thankful that our community offers so many great enrichment opportunities for young children. It's really great.
Thank you so much, Amy, for coming
in. Thank you for having me.
Arts in Motion Theater Company, their vacation theater camps, one happening next week throughout the week at Pine Tree Elementary School. They also have one in April, same location, and summer camps available. Find more information by going to artsinmotiontheater.com. This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Lizzie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.